Welcome to the Spa Doctor Podcast. I'm Dr. Trevor Cates. Today's podcast is about simple solutions for all-day energy and how to structure your day like a superhuman. My guest is Dr. Matthew Accurso. He is a world-leading expert in helping executives and entrepreneurs access peak performance through cutting-edge research-supported strategies such as lifestyle genetics, cellular detoxification, and advanced customized nutritional solutions to create long-term sustainable transformations in the high performers he helps. His health participants include Fortune 500 CEOs, online celebrities, and top-rated Forbes list entrepreneurs. His cutting-edge strategies and systems have allowed him to consult from anywhere in the world, including from his surfboard in the Atlantic. He conducts doctor training retreats that have attracted global attention or held anywhere from Sri Lanka to Florida. I think you're really going to enjoy his interview today to learn how to boost your energy and performance. So here is the interview with Dr. Matt. Dr. Matt, it's so great to have you on my show.
I am so pumped to be on your show, Trevor. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of pumped, this is what you help a lot of people do, is have that superhuman capacity, this peak performance. So I'm excited for you to share with us today how we can have more energy and get more out of our life, our health, and all of that. So, but I want to ask, starting with your story, what got you into this line of work?
Yeah, you know, it was actually a long time ago when I was called to do what I do. You know, I really believe practitioners like you, practitioners like myself, who are called to what they do because it's in our core. It's who we are. It's our being. It's beyond a career. And that was very obvious to me when you sent your book, by the way, you know, and thank you for sending that wonderful book. The fact is that, you know, when I read something like that, or when I talk to a practitioner like you, I sense automatically that the compassion behind your words and the way that you talk about your clinic and the way that you talk about what you do is ingrained in who you are. And so that was ingrained in me a very long time ago when I was 8 years old. I remember I went to a seminar. My mom, who's a feisty Sicilian woman, she would drag me to these seminars where all these doctors would gather, and they would essentially discuss their patients. They would discuss the fact that we need to get to the cause of why someone is sick and diseased and suffering instead of just looking at symptoms. So I remember going to this one seminar and being bored like any 8 year old would be, sitting in the back of the room. And all of a sudden, this man got up on stage and he started speaking with such conviction and such love about what he did. And I couldn't help myself. I needed to get closer. And so I started walking closer to the stage, and I remember sitting, looking up at him. And honestly, in that moment, he could have been discussing Tupperware. I didn't even know what he was discussing. I just knew that what was in his voice was something I had never heard before in my life. It was something that I saw in him that I didn't see a lot of in men. And, you know, my dad, I mean, we didn't have a very good relationship. So I remember thinking, there's something about this man that is different, and I need to find out. I want to know what it is. So that night, I remember driving home with my mom, and I said, Mom, I think I know what I want to do for the rest of my life. And that was the beginning of everything. And I was raised in a home with doctors all around me, I remember. And they were doctors who, again, wanted to figure out the cause of why someone was sick, disease, and suffering. They were very passionate about their patients. They looked at their staff as their family. They were very proactive and preventative in their approach to things. I've never had a medication. I've never been on an antibiotic before. You know, praise God, I never broke a bone. I probably would have been in that situation if I had broken a bone and ended up in a hospital. But I've never been on drugs before. And so my passion, the core of who I am, I know what it's like to not be drugged up and not go down the road of surgery. And I want that for other people. And that's essentially what I do now, is I'm able to really address underlying cause with high performers, and not only high performers like executives and entrepreneurs, but also their families as well. I'm able to show people what it looks like to live a thriving, abundant life. Because as you know, Dr. Cates, and from all the patients that you've seen in the clinic that you run, the fact is that we have so many people not living at their full potential. And you want that for them. And you can't help but think, just imagine if we lived in a world where people were functioning at this very, very high level. And that's not abnormal. I think sometimes we talk ourselves out of that and say, well, you know, I got to have my coffee in the morning and I'm just never going to get enough sleep and I'm always going to feel really, really low and not energized. And, you know, exercise is just something that is for the really, really fit. But the fact is it's health is very, very simple. I just think we complicate it. We have so much coming at us day in and day out. We have so many diet books and fad this and that, that it's hard to navigate through it all and say, well, what's the truth and what's actually just a product or a service that's being sold to make another buck? And when we can actually have doctors like you that we can actually listen to and get truth from and know that that type of advice and that knowledge is going to take us to the next level in our lives to thrive more abundantly, then changes everything. Changes the way, it changes our outlook, changes our brain function, changes the way that we delve into relationships. It changes the way we raise our kids. It changes everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'm excited to have you on. Share with us how you do it. Like, what do you recommend to people? And what are some of the really simple solutions for people to go from that just sort of getting through the day and drinking coffee cup, getting through like that, or how to really thrive and get the, seize the day and get the most out of it?
Yeah. Well, I'll start with this. Is a mentor of mine. His name's Steve Linder, and he's actually one of Tony Robbins' main executive board people, and he teaches NLP all over the country, neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro-linguistic programming is an amazing tool that you can use to reprogram and rewire your brain, and it's so important when we think about health. It's very important that we rewire our brain instead of just, for instance, I'm going to buy another supplement. I'm going to do another nutrition program. I'm going to get, New Year's resolution. I'm going to exercise more. We head into 2017 with these grandiose ideas of what we're going to do to get healthy. The fact is that is temporary and it's fleeting because you actually haven't reprogrammed your mind to think a different way about health. A lot of times people think about health in a symptom-based way, meaning I want to lose weight. I want to get more energy. I want to be more productive. And those things are great and wonderful in and of themselves. You want your skin to be glowing and your hair to look good and your nails look good, and all those things are wonderful. But the fact is that if you don't have the right paradigm behind it, then you're going to be 3-4 months down the road and you're going to be burning out and saying, man, this is so hard. You're not going to have a big why behind what you're doing. And that big why essentially is what do you want? Like, what's the big idea behind doing all those things? So 5, 10, 20 years down the road, why are you doing the things today to get to where you want to be then? So is it to spend more time with your grandkids? Is it to go on vacations with your spouse? Is it to, train for an Ironman and actually, be around people who are going to lift you up and motivate you more? Whatever it is, you got to ingrain that in your spirit. So I think it starts with knowing that. And one of the things that everybody asks themselves, or maybe doesn't ask themselves. I know a lot of people that I'm around are very preventative thinkers. A lot of high performers are very preventative thinkers. So they'll ask this question. They'll say, how do you know you're healthy? Or if I were to ask your listeners, how do you know you're healthy? What's the first thing that someone usually says? It's how I feel. And the fact is that is a very misleading answer. Because you and I both know, Dr. Cates, that someone who has stage one cancer, it's developed silently at first. You don't feel it until it's, 30 million, a billion cells strong, and then all of a sudden it's too late. You gotta handle the emergency. So I would say it starts there. Ask yourself, how do you know you're healthy? Don't base your health on how you feel, base it on how your body is functioning, how every cell, tissue, and organ is functioning. And then from that point, springboard into the tools. Because if you get that right, if you understand that health comes from within, and that if you want to prevent disease instead of just catching it, like for instance, in most of our medical system, they just catch the disease. So for instance, a woman gets a mammogram. I'm sorry, ma'am, you have cancer. Well, what about 5-10 years ago? Okay, what could you have done to prevent that? And 5-10 years ago, you would ask that woman, how do you feel? Well, I feel fine. Well, you didn't know you were going to have breast cancer 5 years from now. So knowing that we have to change the paradigm first. And then second, I would say it all starts with your morning routine. And that is something that I go after with everybody, because once again, before your feet hit the floor, you should be in the mindset of greatness, and you should be asking yourself penetrating questions. For instance, Gary Keller wrote a book, The One Thing. And in that book, he talks about what is the one thing that's going to systematize and automate your life and just make things easier and help you to delve into your passion more. So asking yourself really important questions right when you wake up, and then having something that you methodically go through, having steps that you methodically go through. So for instance, for me, I have to get outside right away. I mean, literally, my feet hit the floor and I get outside and I get my bare feet on the ground and I ground myself, because I just feel my body responds better when I'm out in nature. I just get more alert. I feel energized. And so I get out in nature first. I also have a huge 16-ounce jar of water that I take down right away. So I drink the whole thing, make sure my body is hydrated. Most of the time, for most people, you know, their cells are healthy. They've been sleeping for 8 hours. The body's maybe a little bit dehydrated. So get the water in there. Would really important. And then I also go through a methodical way of looking at my day. And I actually, you know, I make sure that I'm in a place to receive. And I also make sure that I'm in a place of gratitude, meaning that there's no ego. I'm not hanging on to any bitterness. Make sure my mind is open. And then I exercise. So I do burst training, and that's really, really important. I think a lot of times we talk ourselves out of exercise because we think it's going to be too hard. And there's really easy ways to exercise and burn fat. And it is so important to push your body. Intensity is everything. If you walk into the Globo gym down the street, you're going to see people hanging out in the gym for an hour and a half. It's really a waste of time, because they're not coming with intensity. They're using, you know, weight that's, you know, either the same weight over and over again, so the body has muscle memory, but they're not challenging their body. So challenge your body with intensity and change up the exercises, because your body has memory. So your body wants to change the exercises up. It's looking for you to do that. So if you do that, you'll build muscle, you'll burn fat a lot easier. And maybe we can put in the show notes maybe an example of some exercises that people can do, so we don't necessarily have to get into it on the show. But then I do a burst training regimen, and then I get home and I immediately take a cold shower. So I do this thing where I turn, I get the mammalian response, which is that from a cold shower. And what that does is that it initiates different types of hormone regulation in the body, causes serotonin to spike. And the body doesn't essentially realize how long it's going to feel uncomfortable. So it releases serotonin in your body. And it's that good feeling that you get when you do something that essentially is uncomfortable. And then what happens is the body doesn't know how long it's going to take. So that serotonin is regulating in your system for the next 3 hours. So you're really productive in your morning. And then for the shower thing, I turn it on warm for about 2 minutes, and then I go back to cold, really cold, for a minute, and that initiates that serotonin response. So I do that, and then I get on with my day, and I'm seeing clients probably, you know, 5 hours out of my day. So that's roughly my morning routine.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. Yeah. I think that it's true that a lot of having that energy and that motivation and living life to the fullest is a mindset thing, and that if we can reset that with, you know, NLP and some of those kinds of practices, I think it's great. Of course, at the same time, yeah, supporting the body and addressing the root causes and, you know, hormone imbalances, nutritional deficiencies, all those kinds of root causes that we want to address to support the body at the same time. You know, that mindset piece, I think, is a big part of it too. And because I can, you know, give people diet, lifestyle recommendations and supplements and even medications or whatever, you know, wellness program, but if it's not within their mindset, if they're not motivated on their own and taking those steps themselves, then yeah, there's nothing that's going to, you know, they're not going to get the most out of that that Rose
right.
recommendation. So I appreciate what you're talking about, and I love this idea of a daily routine to help get you into that kind of that motivated state. And I think so many of us get up in the morning and we drag ourselves around and we where's the coffee? Gotta have the coffee.
Yeah.
And then it's just sitting around, maybe watching a little TV or, just not a lot to get us going in the morning. And then if instead you get going with a routine like you have, it might sound hard to do at first, but once you try it and once you do it and you see the benefits of it, I think it's a lot easier to stick with it. And some of the things that you talk about are naturopathic kinds of routines that have been recommended for many, many years. It's traditional naturopaths used to talk about how important it was to get up in the morning and go walk through the grass in nature, and to do hydrotherapy like you're talking about, with the warm alternating with the cold, and always end with cold, with a cold blast. And so I love that that's taking traditional naturopathic kinds of practices and putting it into modern day, that we can still use those kinds of things. They're not outdated. They're
That's
actually there's a
right.
reason for that. And you mentioned some of the neurochemical and the hormonal changes that happen with the hydrotherapy, but also it helps with increasing blood flow and circulation, lymph flow. So it's going to help our body on a physical level that way too. So
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's so powerful because, like you said, these aren't new ideas. These are things that really our ancestors did. And I think that's such a powerful thing as well. If anybody out there has read Weston A. Price's work, he went around the world and he was looking at native people in certain areas. He went to Sweden, he went to Denmark, he went to Austria, and he basically looked at these people and looked at what they did. He studied how they had such healthy hygiene, specifically in the mouth. And what he found was is that these people weren't brushing their teeth, which is crazy. And if you look at these pictures, I mean, these people have vibrant smiles. And it blew me away when I first saw them. I'm like, how in the world do these people not brush their teeth? But the fact is what they were doing was is they had adopted what their ancestors had done, and they were eating native to their land. They were thinking correctly. They were moving correctly. They were eating correctly. And I think health is really that simple, is that when we follow these guidelines that our ancestors have adopted, nature is brilliant. Nature is not stupid. So if we follow what nature has done and what nature has set in place for us to do, I think it changes the whole game of health care, really, and how we actually look at health care in our world. We look at health care as, wait till something bad happens, then do something about it. When the fact is that it's never meant to operate that way. We were meant to help. We were meant to go on a journey. Health is a journey. It's not a destination. So we continue to live within a healthcare system. And healthcare not meaning drugs, surgery, more drugs, more surgery. Healthcare meaning, yeah, we're going to take care of our bodies. We're going to adopt practices that are going to get us closer to health every single day. And starting with baby steps. It doesn't have to be, clear out your entire pantry and go all organic and, start killing animals in your backyard to eat wild meat and whatever it is. People, I think, go like a little bit nuts with it, but I think that it just starts with one step that you do, and then you build on that step, and you build on that step, and you continue to build the wall. One of my mentors always said, if you're going to build a wall, don't start by thinking of the wall, start by thinking of the brick. So you're going to lay one brick today, and you're going to lay that brick as best as you possibly can. You're going to make sure it's perfect today. And then the next day, you're going to lay another brick, and that brick is going to be even more amazing than the last brick you laid. And by the time you're done, you're going to have this amazing, beautiful wall. And I think health is very much like that. You just take it in baby steps.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, we can visualize the wall, we can see the wall as an end goal, but it can be overwhelming at the same time to think, oh my gosh, I have to build a wall. I have to change my lifestyle of myself and my family. And I know they're not going to want to do it either. It's, you know, I know it can be daunting. So if you just start with one thing, and when it comes to families, if you know, people watching, listening have a family, if you start laying those bricks, if you start making those changes, then your family's going to see it. And a lot of times they'll start to follow. So, so when you think about laying those first bricks, what are some places people can start, some practical things that people can start doing today to start that, create that foundation?
Yeah. So one of the, things that I teach early on in my program is I teach mnemonics. I teach how to memorize things because, again, it can get very complicated very easily when, you know, you're going to the grocery stores. And so what happens is I think we walk into grocery stores and we get really overwhelmed, especially walking into Whole Foods because everything seems healthy, right? It just seems like you can just grab anything off the shelf and it's healthy. And, you know, you and I both know that's not the case. As wonderful as Whole Foods is, the key is, and this is what I teach in my shopping programs, when I will sometimes walk groups of people, I'll have executives fly in with their families, and we'll actually walk around grocery stores and I'll show them how to shop. And one of the things that we do is we always lift up the product. This is my iPhone, not a box of anything, but we look at the, you know, the fat, protein, we look at the sugars, the carbs, and we say, oh, great, low carb, you know, not a lot of sugar, great. I always say, look at the other side and look at the ingredients list, you know, and this is probably something you teach as well. I know you, in your book that you're coming out with, you also talk about that, is that there are hidden toxins in foods. And if we don't know what to look for, a lot of times we get lost in the carbs, sugars, protein thing. And we want to look at the other side of the box. So I always say, look at the other side of the box when you're actually shopping. I also give a tip, do the horseshoe. So don't actually go in the center of the grocery store. Go around the grocery store, because oftentimes what's on the outskirts of the grocery store is the healthy stuff. That's your produce. Now in Publix, it's tricky because you have to pass the bakery to get to the good stuff. So you got to go through the valley in order to get to the good stuff. But you go around and you're going to hit produce, you're going to hit meats. And then if you need to go into the center of the grocery store, go to the center, but make sure maybe it's like 10 to 15% of your shopping instead of, you know, 75%, because most people go to the center. Speaking about mnemonics, there is one great mnemonic. It's called Meat Fat Sally, and Sally is a cow. So Meat Fat Sally, MFS, and Sally is a cow. And what that means is that you want to focus on four things. Whenever you're looking into your nutritional regimen, you want to look at your meats. So you want to make sure your meat is 100% organic. Very important nowadays, you want to make sure it's humanely raised and killed. It's very important. Even if you can get that label, and I forget what it is approved, the company it's approved by, but it'll have like humanely raised, even sometimes humanely killed. That's really important. The reason we want organic grass-fed meats is because the DHA the omega-3s are through the roof, and the omega-6 ratio is in balance, meaning that the minute it touches your tongue, the minute you consume that meat, it's going to benefit your body right away. Fats, so you want to make sure that you're consuming good fats, avocados, nuts, seeds, olive oil, you know, go more towards the Mediterranean-style fats, really, really important. Because we know that that's also going to benefit your cells. You know, your cell wall is made up of tiny lipids, and those lipids need fats. Your brain is 70% fat. Your brain is 70% cholesterol. So the fact is that we need cholesterol in our diets as well. Really important. Sugars. We consume a lot of false sugars. We consume a lot of fake sugars. And so if you're consuming, you know, Equal or Splenda, here a really funny story, if I can just chime in for a second. When I was, when I was 7, 8 years old, my aunt would take She would take the little pink packets. I forgot what they're called. The little pink packets of fake sugar on the table. I think it's called Sweet and Low. Do you know Sweet and Low? Okay. She would take Sweet and Low. She would pour it around her house. And I remember asking her, why are you pouring that around the house? It would kill the ants in her house. So the ants would take it and it would kill off the hive. So that's how nasty that stuff is. So just to give you an idea, you want to avoid those fake sugars. And then you want to be consuming, like either stevia is a really good sweetener. Xylitol, as long as it's from beets or birchwood, xylitol can be bleached and sent over from other countries. You don't want to have that, so you really want to watch the source there. So I'm careful with xylitol. And then you also want to minimize your consumption of, syrups or honey. Like, just use a little bit of that. I tend to stick towards stevia. That's my go-to. And then you want to be concerned with the type of dairy that you're consuming. I, a lot of times, tell people to steer away from dairy if you can't get it raw, if you can't get it from a local farmer, because a lot of times, even organic milk, we have this massive trend right now of, if you're buying organic, it's wonderful for you. And the fact is that's still not the case. There's a lot of organic products that can be injected with hormones, antibiotics, vaccinated cows. All of that bioaccumulates in the cow. Then the person eats it, drinks it, and now, we have these, crazy enough, 11, 12, 13-year-old girls that have already, fully matured, and it's not natural. And it's because we have so many kids on milk products. So we need to realize that if we get those four things right, number one, it now all of a sudden it does not become overwhelming, because you can take one of those things and start doing it right away. Some people say, well, it's so expensive to do, to eat all organic and all that stuff. It's really not. You just got to take it step by step. You don't do it all at one time. Find a local farmer. And get a list. Make a list of what's the most important things you need to do right now. I would say those four things are probably the most important. Write them down and figure out a way where you can start incorporating things little by little into your diet.
Yeah, that's great. Those are some great tips. And I think that if people start there and, eat more vegetables, I mean, that's another big thing that I tell people. I mean, if you can just eat more vegetables, then you're probably going to be pushing out something else. So,
That's right. That's right. That's
right.
right.
So, and then that's what you're talking about and shopping in that horseshoe, of the store, you're going to be getting more of the produce and fresh vegetables and fruit and things. So that's great. That's fantastic. And then when it comes to fitness, where would you say is a good place to start?
Well, I will tell you that, so I work with a lot of very busy people. They're thinking, okay, I'm putting all my eggs into, one basket with the nutrition portion of it, or I'm doing, the sleep portion of it, But I think it's really important to know that fitness is not, time for results. And I think we tend to go there. We tend to think I have to put tons of time into my fitness in order to get results. That's not true at all. Most of the executives that I work with, I've gotten them on a program that is centered around burst training. And I'll tell you that burst training is the most effective way to build muscle and burn fat. I also supplement that regimen with a ketosis type of diet plan, where we're really increasing fats in the diet as well. But just specifically talking on exercise, I think it's so important that you focus on intensity. So when number one, you want to increase human growth hormone, and that is most active in the morning. So if you can wake up in the morning and do your workouts, do it, because it will burn more fat. You'll burn fat, you'll build muscle a lot easier than if you were going to do it, at 4 or 5 o'clock, or maybe after work. I recommend not doing exercise after work, because your brain's fatigued, you're just not there mentally. You're ready to relax, you're ready to go home. So I get it done first thing in the morning. Some people it works for, but for me it doesn't work like that. And for most of the people I work with, it never works like that either. I would say, if you're going to do it at a gym, that's also something that's really important, is making sure you're in an environment where you can get your mind right and that you're not thinking about other things. So if you can work out in your home, that's wonderful. Women tend to be better at that than men are, working out at home. You guys can you multitask, you can think about what you're gonna like do at the grocery store, and you can lift weights at the same time. Guys will end up dropping a dumbbell on our head and knocking ourselves out or something. So I know that for men, we have to stay focused on our workouts. But if you can exercise at home, that's wonderful. And you can do things that are really beneficial for you without weights. So you can, do push-ups for time. So you can see how many push-ups you can crank out for time. You can do squat jacks, meaning, you squat, you get your knees real squatty and you start to do, or prison jacks, they call them, where you're actually squatting and doing a jumping jack at the same time. You can do handstand push-ups. You can do Spider-Man push-ups. You can do sprints. You can do mountain climbers where you're on your hands, like almost like in a push-up position, and then you're bringing your knees to your chest. But the strategy is you want to change up the exercise every minute. So you want to do squat jacks for 1 minute as fast as you can, right into push-ups as fast as you can, right into mountain climbers as fast as you can, right into good mornings as fast as you can. A good morning is like a when you're bending at the hip, you're going all the way down to where your stomach is parallel to the ground, and you're lifting back up again, and it's really good for the hamstrings, it's really good for the low back. But the key is you want to change up your exercises. And you can do this routine anywhere. Walk into your local gym and make sure you get a routine down. And that's another key, is that you want to make sure you have a game plan. I call it a war plan. So my war plan is what I'm going to do for the week and what times I'm going to do it at. And I know that if I sway from that, then my day just starts to get wiry, because then I'm like, oh, well, maybe I'll do this or maybe I'll do that. I start to get a little flighty and flaky. If you have a war plan, you stick to it. And so you'll get in the gym, you'll get work done. It's not a time to talk either. A lot of people treat it as a social hour. You want to get in, get out. You want to get results. If I ask anybody, why are you going to the gym? Or do you want to be in the gym? They're like, I don't want to be here. This isn't a place I want to hang out. I want to get my work done. I want to move on with my life. I want to talk, socialize with my friends. I want to spend time with my spouse, whatever it is. So get in, get out. And that's really important, to have a game plan and approach to exercise. And then when you do that, you're going to see a difference, because it's a full body workout. It's a full body functional workout. So you're not only working the chest muscles, the back muscles, the abs, the legs, you're working everything at the same time. Why would you ever go into a gym and just work one body part? I mean, that takes so long. So why not multitask? And I'll tell you, all the guys who are doing it right, like Mark Sisson and my friend Ben Greenfield, like all those guys, they do full body functional fitness and they're in the best shapes of their lives. And I'll tell you, when I put someone on programs like this, they're in awe, because they're thinking, okay, it's just going to be another exercise program. They end up doing it and then they're just blown away, because they're like, this is burning more fat than I ever have before. Muscle is building more than I ever have before. How do I do more of this? So it's really cool what the results that you get from it.
Great, great, fantastic. Now, with the burst training, just to clarify, when you're doing a minute of each of these exercises, are you resting in between?
You're not resting, you're going right into the next one.
Okay, so you do a minute and then switch to another one, and so it's all high intensity. You're not doing any kind of breaks in between. Okay.
I do six exercises. So the regimen that I found works the best is you plan six exercises, and then after the sixth exercise, you take about a minute and a half break. And then you go right into the same exercises another six times. So the workout ends up being about 15 minutes.
All right. Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. Thanks for clarifying on that. And I know that for women going to the gym, the only, one of the benefits are that of getting out of your house and going to the gym or going somewhere else is, I think that a lot of women are very social, and I think we just tend to be social, and we do better if we have a buddy to work out with. So that kind of thing I think is motivating for women. So that's just one other thing I would add. But thank you so much for your information. Dr. Matt, tell everybody how they can find out more about you.
Yeah, so you can go to my podcast, Superhuman Entrepreneur, and you can listen to a bunch of high performers that invest their time each week with us to talk about biohacking the body, nutrition, exercise, all those things. You can also go to Elevays, Elevays.com/consulting to find out more about what I do. You can also go to bit.ly/Dr. Accurso to find out what type of lab testing I recommend. I also give some pointers as to, you know, how to get healthy by looking deep into the core of who you are, whether it be different testing like blood, urine, stool, things like that. So I give recommendations on that site as well.
Great. All right. And we'll have those links up on my website below your podcast interview. So thanks again for joining us today. I really appreciate the information that you've shared.
It's my pleasure. I had a blast.
I hope you enjoyed this interview today with Dr. Matt. To learn more about Dr. Matt, you can visit my website, thespadoctor.com. Go to the podcast page with his interview, and you'll find all the information, show notes, and links there. And while you're there, I invite you to join the Spa Doctor community on my website and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so you don't miss any of our upcoming shows. If you haven't done so already, I highly recommend you get your own customized skin report at theskinquiz.com. It's free and it's just a 10-question quiz where you'll find out your skin type and what root causes might be holding you back from having that clear, glowing skin. Also, I'd love to invite you to join me on social media, on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Join the conversation. I'm on all of these platforms. I'd love for you to join me, and I'll see you next time on the Spa Doctor podcast.